Part B.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Jack Garrett, and we are talking to Dana Lee and learning how to use our time to relax, but at the same time be more productive. We are now also joined by renowned psychologist Dr. Herman Mann. Dana, way back when, people didn't seem to work so hard or so many hours. Do you think it's because people actually knew how to allow themselves free time to relax?
I believe they did. We need to take a page from that time in history. It's quite clear to me now that the brain cannot focus on work at all hours of the day. It works best when it focuses on one thing at a time, and then gets time to rest. People in the past understood this. The brain is also going through and processing all the things that it's learned each day. It's constantly going through memories.And it does more creative things when it's not focused on work. If we could all let our brains rest and do something creative, we would have more fabulous new technologies and maybe solve world problems. We need to learn how to let our brains rest.
Speaking of solutions, you offer up many in your book, and one that I like the most is your suggestion that we start writing in a diary and make a record of what we're doing each day.You write in the book that people will be shocked at what they find.
I think it's shocking to people because once they look at their diary, they realize they don't work very long, even though it feels like they do. Researchers have been looking at this for a long time. In fact, there's no evidence that people work more hours than before. So I think the big question is that if we actually work fewer hours, why do we feel so tired?And this was exactly my experience. I never worked overtime, but still I was utterly exhausted.
And what's the answer? Dr. Mann, why do you think we are feeling so stressed if we're not working harder than we used to?
Well, first of all, I read
Dana's
book, and I agree with everything she has said. I believe the biggest problem is that the brain treats anything you do on the smartphone as work. When the phone is visible, the brain uses a lot of energy to prepare for what's on it. Could it be a text message from a loved one? Like this, our brains are constantly at work. That's my theory on why they get exhausted.
That makes complete sense. I find myself thinking about my phone constantly.Stressing out whether someone will contact me if there's bad news, etc.
The great thing is that smartphones have provided us easy access to information. But the fact is, there are studies that show, in some cases, that people can actually lower their IQ test score by 10 to 12 IQ points when their email inbox is open, or even when their phone is visible.Your phone continues to affect you everywhere you go with it. As far as your brain is concerned, you're never taking time off.
That's interesting. It's almost as if we've become dumb due to computer and smartphone texting and other online exchanges.
Exactly. So, we've ascertained that even if it's far away, if the smartphone is visible to its user, his or her cognitive abilities decrease.Just the mere presence of one's smartphone reduces available cognitive capacity and impairs cognitive function, even though people feel they're giving their full attention and focusing on the immediate. The conscious mind isn't thinking about the smartphone, but the task of unconsciously thinking about something on the phone uses up some limited cognitive resources. It's actually a waste of brain resources.
I'm afraid we're out of time. Thank you for your insight, Dr. Mann, and thank you, Dana, for a very interesting discussion.